Marking 80 years since the D-Day invasion, President Biden delivering remarks reflecting on the legacy of that day and tying the fight to what's happening today as well.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
In New York, suspected serial killer Rex Heuermann is now formally charged with two more murders, one woman in 2003, one in 1993. Heuermann had already been charged in four other murders. Spain has applied to join South Africa's case at the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide. Major explosion at a school turned shelter in central Gaza overnight. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News. Washington's new restrictions on asylum seekers entering the U.S. between ports of entry at the southern border have been in place for more than 36 hours. Immigration officials telling ABC News there was no surge in migrant entries before the proclamation was announced.
This is Jim Ryan. At the same time that President Biden's executive action cracking down on illegal entries took effect, Customs and Border Protection announced that it's had fewer migrant encounters this year in the El Paso sector than last. The 180,723 encounters through April represents a 41% decline from the same period in 2023. Statistics show the greatest percentage of those entering the U.S. are from Mexico, followed by Guatemala, Colombia, and Venezuela. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Wisconsin prison warden and eight members of his staff are all facing charges for their treatment of inmates. An investigation into Waupun Correctional Facility found four died in the last year, including one from dehydration and another who wasn't found for at least 12 hours after dying from a stroke. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Meanwhile, 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate races and 84 assembly districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is in Chippewa Falls this week, supporting renovations at American Legion Post 77. The National Guard is expected to work through today before other contractors take over to finish the renovations, saving the American Legion about $15,000 in demolition work. According to a WEIU report, the National Guard is volunteering their time and equipment through a Department of Defense program called Innovative Readiness Training. Work should run through June 14th. The Chippewa Falls YMCA is looking for volunteers to join its summer veteran fishing series. According to a WEIU report, the organization has been planning the event since last summer and has received a great deal of interest from the community. The program will include volunteers taking veterans from the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Chippewa Falls out to Erickson Park for a series of fishing events over the summer. At the end of the event, the YMCA will host a fish fry to cook up all the fish caught by the veterans over the summer. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could see a few off and on showers today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of only 62. It'll be blustery too with wind northwesterly at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, but warmer. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say,
a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Chris Young there at 98Q Country. All right, we got to get you the keyword for this hour. I'm kind of lacking here a little bit. We've got our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest going on with all of our Civic Media stations statewide. We've already had a lot of winners from up here in Lac du Flambeau and surrounding area. You can win Brewer tickets, Wisconsin Dells ticket packages, and stays at various locations around the state, including Door County, Lake Geneva, Fort Atkinson. The key word for this hour is democracy. So text us that word before 10 o'clock. You'll automatically be in for this hour's hourly drawing, for the daily drawing, and for the grand prize drawing. You'll have an entry into that. So do that through the Civic Media app. Download that in your app store on your Android or iPhone. And punch, tap 98Q. Text us the word democracy. That is your keyword for this hour. No Brewers today, so we'll get keywords all the way through the day. In fact, like seven different times through the day. Chance for you to get entries and be a part of the whole thing. The voting for our young athlete here from Shawamigan on the rschoolswithsports.net Athlete of the Week is still really tight. What do we add here? 3,608 to... Yeah, we're lagging behind. We were ahead when we talked about 20 minutes ago, but we've lagged behind. Please go on there and vote for Autumn Mikulski, Shawamigan senior, who's off to Oklahoma State to run Division I track. She had quite a weekend in lacrosse and quite a career. So vote for her, wisports.net, or go to the 98Q Facebook page, and you can link there and share that with your family and friends so we get a lot of other people voting. Voting ends at 2 o'clock today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Panda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Lynn Stunkla, Complete Rain Gutters, ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's almost summer in the Chippewa Valley, and it means Food Truck Fridays are back, big time. Grab lunch from 11 to 2 at Chippewa Valley Mazda, or head over to the Liney Lodge for food trucks serving noon to 7, Fridays and Saturdays. It's also time for the annual and very popular thrift sale to support the Cook Rutledge Mansion in Chippewa Falls. Donate your gently used items or save the date to shop all day Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th. June is Pride Month, so why not enjoy brunch with a drag queen performance? All ages welcome at 10 a.m., adults only at 1. Check out the Lakely in Eau Claire for more information. It's also June Dairy Month, and the Bishop family is hosting breakfast on the farm Saturday, June 15th, starting at 7 a.m. All kinds of fun on the farm in Eau Claire. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. Hi, I'm the new AI for Nemuth Implement. I may sound young, but these brands have been around for a while. Plus, Nemuth Implement, I am proud to say, has been around for over 100 years. And there is nothing artificial about the large selection of new and pre-owned inventory they carry. There is even a real intelligent sales team, a financing team and service and parts department, and a real person will even do a local weekly delivery. Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13. AI out.
Enbridge we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Tune out the office blah blah.
Attention station employees. The mandatory staff meeting will commence in 15 minutes.
And tune in the country.
Yeah.
Stream us all day at work.
We are killing it online.
98Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every son
online at 98QCountry.com.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown talk. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise.
Like key word for this 9 a.m. hour, by the way, is democracy. Get that texted to us through the Civic Media app. Be in for Wisconsin Dells prize packages and brewer tickets and all kinds of stays all across the state of Wisconsin. So democracy is your key word for this morning. Lots going on this weekend. Phillips has their citywide garage sale going on this weekend. The Catawba Cannon Lumberman's Day celebration with events Friday night. And again, all day on Saturday. So a couple different activities for you to take in. The Jump River folks down there have their museum open. If you love history and all that stuff, oh my, they're going to be open the second and fourth Saturday of each month. So this will be the first one from 9 to 4. Located on Highway 8, Catawba. So you get on down there and check that out. Today, of course, you're hearing that bleep in the background because I left something potted up here because I wanted to play for you. One of our Civic Media guys was able to get some written recounts of what it was like to be on the beaches of Normandy on this day 80 years ago. This is D-Day, 80 years ago, the beginning of the end of World War II. And, of course, a lot of the people involved with that have passed away, some still around. And Todd Michaels was able to give you a version. This was written recounts from one of the soldiers that was there that day. And Todd Michaels, our Civic Media voice guru, voices it for us. I thought it was very interesting. So let's listen in on one and what it was like to be there 80 years ago
today.
You never knew when the call would come, but all of a sudden, one day, we were told to head out. We knew it had to be the big one because of all the activity around us. We hadn't seen anything like that before. We got into formation with all these other ships, thousands and thousands of them. We were absolutely amazed by the whole thing. I was on the bridge of the ship. It was a very dark morning, just dark and gloomy. The sea was actually rather calm. As far as you could see all around you, there was nothing but airplanes and ships on their way to Normandy. The battle wagons would sit a few miles offshore and send shells over our heads to the beach. Then there were destroyers. My God, just tons and tons of ships and materials. We headed to Normandy and sat there until they needed us. Our cargo consisted of troops, trucks, heavy trucks, tanks, jeeps, just all kinds of things. We would drive the vehicles right up onto the beach from our lower deck. When we got close to shore, it really started getting bad. We didn't hit any mines, luckily. On one of the many trips we made that day, I was watching from the main deck. We were in a two-ship column. I'm looking at the ship next to us. All of a sudden, it must have hit a mine because it just exploded and started to sink. We couldn't stop. We had to just keep moving towards the beach. The only time we ever stopped to help was when we came upon a Liberty ship that was sinking. It was loaded with tanks and everything else. They must have been torpedoed or hit a mine because it was severely damaged. There wasn't anything you could do to save that ship. All we could do was take guys off theirs and put them on ours. Those poor army guys that were on our ship, oh boy. The doors would open and they would climb out. Those guys were scared. We were scared too, but those guys were more scared of being on our ship than on dry land. They knew ships were being blown up all around us. They wanted to get out and take their chances on shore. I wouldn't have traded places with those guys for anything, and those guys wouldn't have traded places with us. Everybody was scared to death. It didn't matter where you were located. It was terrible. Just terrible. They were firing at our ships. Those were terrible things that could destroy just about anything. Our guys just had to go up, kill the Germans, knock out the guns. Our destroyers would come in close and fire the heck out of them, but a lot of the destroyers got shot up too. So you had people getting killed both ways all the time. You really couldn't tell who was winning or who was losing. It was just a mass of firing. We saw ships sunk, guys drowning, dead guys floating in the water. It looked like those poor guys on the beach were in terrible shape. Just terrible. Once we unloaded our cargo, we'd load up with the wounded troops. We made many trips, many, many back and forth from the French coast to England. We had three or four doctors on our ship, and they had an operating room. You felt so bad for the poor guys they were working on. They maybe had an arm blown off, but they were just fighting to stay alive. The doctors would have cut off what was left of something and throw the parts over the side. There were parts and everything floating in the water. It was just a terrible, terrible thing to see. We'd put those poor wounded guys on stretchers, three or four high along the walls of our tank decks and attached to the bulkhead. You just felt terrible for those guys on D-Day at Normandy. Richard Stoltz, United States Navy.
Actual written recount of what it was like to be there 80 years ago in the invasion on Normandy Beach.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
just like that. State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This Father's Day, the Home Depot has same-day delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad be everything he can be. Because your dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Let the Home Depot help power Dad's doing with the convenience and gas-like power of Milwaukee cordless outdoor tools. Plus, get up to $150 off select Milwaukee tools. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy General.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
Some old bag roll.
98 Q Country.
Is our key word of the hour. Text that to us for all the Scotty summer text to win contest prizes. We'll have another one coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. I was just kind of listening while those songs were playing through some of the there's several different versions of what it was like to be on the beaches of Normandy on this day 80 years ago. And I got one more I want to play for you here before we part ways. And we're going to get these posted to our Facebook page so you can listen to all of them. But they're recounts of soldiers from Wisconsin who were there on the beaches of Normandy 80 years ago today at the beginning of the end of World War II. And this is a written account from an actual soldier who was there and recorded audio by Civic's very own Todd Michaels, this one out of Green Bay.
I'd volunteered to be a glider pilot. Everybody was scared and nervous on the trip over, but I kept thinking that the odds were with me. My older brother, Edward, had been flying in a B-24 that disappeared over Germany in April. I didn't think our family's luck was so bad that both of us would go down. During training, we landed by the light of flares set up by the Pathfinders. Since we were landing in an entirely different area, the only thing we had to guide us was the light of the artillery shells. Well, we didn't have much choice. We cut loose from the tow plane and aimed for a field alongside a wooded area. We touched down and hit a ditch. The front wheels got torn off. We went between a couple of trees. The wings got sheared off. We hit another ditch, lost the rest of the wheels, then slid sideways down into the ditch, and finally, after all of that, settled in, nice as could be. I look back. Everybody okay? Yeah, sure. Good landing, they all said. They were just so happy to be on the ground. I looked over at Herbie, my co-pilot. No Herbie. He had flown right out the nose of the plane. There he was, wrapped around a wooden fence with a steering column still in his hands. All he had was a busted leg. If you saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, you remember the story of the general who wanted to protect his tail, so he had an armor plate attached under his side of the glider. Well, that threw the balance of the glider all out of whack. They crash-landed. The general and all of the troopers inside were killed. The only guy that lived was the pilot. That happened right near where we landed. When it got light, we saw what happened to a lot of the paratroopers the night before. A lot of them were shot while hanging in trees. When the paratroopers I was with saw that, they didn't have any mercy. I remember I had a little Italian guy from Chicago leading the way. He said, "You saw what they did to our captain and our troopers hanging in the trees? Any German SOB who jumps up and yells, 'Comrade, comrade,' you shoot him." Larry Cabali, glider pilot, Green Bay.
Everything is in full bloom at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Their greenhouses are bursting with over 600 plant varieties and tons of hanging baskets. Plus, their vegetables, herbs, bedding plants, marigolds, and proven winter annuals are ready for planting. Explore their selection of perennials, succulents, and specialty plants like the Cassia popcorn plant, which emits the scent of a movie theater buttered popcorn when the leaves are rubbed together. Visitors can treat themselves to a delicious cedar crust ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace surrounded by flowers and a babbling brook. Open every day from 8:30 to 6, except on Wednesdays. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
I can't believe it's been 50 years, and what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale next week. It starts from the 11th of June all the way until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model. Payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed. No credit, bad credit. No problem. You know what they say, when balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50-year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Big G, as I'll be broadcasting live from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. It's all about Dad. Customer appreciation brat and hot dog cookout on June 8th. Enjoy 25% off all Saber grilling accessories throughout June. Feeding Dad to a premium grill flavor only a Saber grill can offer. Family-friendly Leisure City has everything you need for your backyard oasis. Patio furniture, hot tubs, saunas, and more. See you June 8th from 11 to 2 for Leisure City's customer appreciation event. Don't miss out on All About Dad promotion. 25% off grilling accessories all month long at Leisure City on Highway 51 in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Right, a couple more minutes to get us the keyword democracy for this hour. Next keyword coming up with John St. John at 11. And again at 1, and Gray will have more this afternoon. The voting for Autumn Mikulski, Shawamigan track athlete, continues until 2 o'clock today. Please be proactive on this. Go to our 98Q Facebook page. You can share the post with all kinds of people and friends and get them to vote. And more importantly, you vote too. You can do that on our 98Q Facebook page or wissports.net and look for the Our School Athlete of the Week voting. I think right now Autumn's up by like 15 or 20 votes, but it's going back and forth, and hopefully we'll have some good news tomorrow morning. Track it if you like at wissports.net. I hope your Thursday's fantastic. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little disc golf. Gentlemen going to come in for a big event going on this weekend, and we'll do our shopping show too. Bring the boys in here. Your weather update is brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could see a few off and on showers today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of only 62. It'll be blustery too with wind northwesterly at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, but warmer. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
All right, John St. John's in next. You'll have more keywords, more chances for you to win with our Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway with 98.